Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is episode 11, Setting Goals for Your Personal Brand. Hello and welcome to the Erin May Henry Show. I am your host, mentor, and friend, Erin, and I'm here to teach you how to show up and feel confident to be unapologetically yourself and get paid for it. This podcast is all about personal branding, and we dive deep into topics such as mindset, growing a global community, social media marketing, and building your online empire. If this is our first time meeting, then welcome, my beautiful friend. I am so incredibly excited to have you here. When I'm not podcasting, you can usually find me on my YouTube channel, All About Business and Mindset, hanging with my community in the May Collective Facebook group, or of course, drinking a wine somewhere down in sunny Australia. All of which you are totally welcome to join me. If you're ready to shake things up and step up to the plate as the game changer that you were created to be, then this is the podcast for you. So let's jump in to today's episode. Hi, ladies, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I hope you are having an absolutely fabulous day so far, wherever time of day it is, wherever you are in the world, and whatever it is that you are doing when you are listening to this episode. I literally feel so grateful right now. It is a Sunday night. I am recording this episode after being at an amazing bridal shower all day. I'm sitting here with a glass of red wine, speaking to all of you amazing women all over the world. I really just had to say that right at this moment, I feel incredibly grateful for that. So what I'm actually going to be talking about in this episode is all about setting goals and intentions for your personal brand. This episode actually has been inspired by the new moon that is happening today for anyone who is listening to this episode as it goes live. Now, I'm only just getting into astrology, so I'm really not going to go into the background of it, particularly what this new moon is all about. But what I do know is that it's about change and new directions. And as you all know, that is something that I've been going through with my business and with my brand itself and the things that I do and the things that I teach. And I'm really just at that pinnacle point where I'm so ready to go full force with it. I've taken on some amazing one-on-one mentoring clients who are already getting such great results. And I'm really so excited to be teaching all of you amazing women how to grow your personal brand and to really have this amazing influential journey where you're making the money you desire, living the lifestyle, you know, recording a podcast, drinking a wine, but then also making a huge impact in the process. Now, if you are listening to this at any other time of the year, of the decade, of the century, and it is not the day of the full moon or the new moon, sorry, I must say, then please do not fret. This is absolutely going to be evergreen. You can set goals for your personal brand and intentions for your personal brand at any stage of the year. You know, I really just don't buy into the whole, we need to wait for Monday, we need to wait for a new moon, we need to wait for the new year, the new month, the new day to be able to make changes in our life. Even though it was inspired by that for me, just at this one point in time, I definitely don't believe that you should wait for those moments to be creating change in your life. It just so happens that it falls on the time that I'm creating changes for myself. But you can absolutely make changes and set new goals and set new intentions and take new action at any time of the year. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be diving deep into exactly how to set goals for your personal brand. Now, I'm sure at this stage, you're probably thinking, how is this going to be any different from setting goals from your business? And you're absolutely right. This podcast is probably not going to give you any brand new insight into the act of setting goals, but it's a gentle reminder of the types of goals that you can be setting and the ways that you can go about achieving those goals for maximum growth of your personal brand. I'm actually going to walk you through four different types of goals that you can set for your personal brand, or that I believe are the areas that you should be focusing on when you're thinking about growing your personal brand. We already discussed the pillars that you need to be thinking about with your personal brand, and these are some of the areas of goals that are going to help you to achieve those pillars in order to create that memorable and profitable personal brand. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I really hope that you love this episode. If you are listening to the episode, I would so appreciate if you could jump onto iTunes, if you're listening on iTunes, and leave me a review, even if it is just clicking those stars. It really does help the podcast get out to more people. I'm so grateful for everyone who has already taken the time to leave a review, and I would so appreciate that if this episode or any of the episodes have given you any value whatsoever, that you take the time to do that for me. I would love, 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 love you until the end of the earth if you could do that. So let's pretty much jump straight in. So I just want to just remind you of why goals and intentions are so important. Whilst I don't think that they should be everything, I don't think that they should be the be-all and end-all of your business and of your journey, goals are just a great way to just stay focused on what you should be creating your projects around in your business. I don't think that you should have so much waiting on your goals that it's something in the future that you're putting your happiness into, that you're putting your self-worth into. I don't think that you should analyze whether your business feels like a success based on the achievement of your goals. I feel like your business should feel like a success if it's filling you up, if it's lighting you up, and if it's giving you what you intended for it to do. If that's freedom, if that's more money, if that's impact. I don't think the financial goals or the growth goals, they should be dictating how you feel about yourself and your business. However, I do believe that they are so important to have based on the fact that when you know where you're going, you know how to draw the map to get there. If you just have no idea what the destination is or what the destination looks like, it's really hard to put that into the GPS to actually map out that path. So that's why I do think it's important to have goals, and it's just a really great way for then you to know exactly where to put your attention to. Now, what you might not realize with goals is, you know, everyone talks about SMART goals being a really great way to set your goals. So if you don't know, that's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely, or relevant and timely, whichever way you want to go. That's a really great exercise that you can do to set your goals to ensure that you're able to measure them. They're a lot more measurable. You're able to, you know, analyze whether you actually got there. But there is another way to set goals, and there's two different types of goals that you can really set. And I want you to understand both, because one of them is going to be more beneficial for you when it comes to setting goals for your personal brand. Now, this is something that I talk extensively about in BossTube, because when we are setting goals for something like YouTube, then these two types of goals really affect that. So the two different types of goals that you can set are controlled and variable goals. Now, as you can probably tell, a variable goal is a type of goal that you don't have 100% control over. There's only so much that you yourself can physically do to achieve that goal. What a controlled goal is, on the other hand, is a goal that you have 100% control over the outcome being achieved. So, for example, a controlled goal, let's look at the example of YouTube. A controlled goal would be, I'm going to upload 2 videos every single week for the next 12 months. That is a controlled goal. Whether or not those videos go up is completely up to you. Now, I know there are some situations where, you know, potentially a death in the family or a tragedy or something, or you don't have internet. Regardless, at the end of the day, you could still have pre-planned, you could have a contingency in place to get videos up in case something did happen. So even with those variables, and unfortunately, if they came up, I do feel bad for you, but you still could have had backup videos. You still could just get the videos up. Regardless, that goal is 100% under your control. It's either the videos went up or they didn't. And if they didn't, it wasn't achieved because of yourself. Now, on the other hand, variable goals. Variable goals are things that you can set, but there's only so much that you can do to achieve those. So if we were remaining with the example of YouTube, a variable goal might be, I want to hit X amount of subscribers by a certain amount of date. I want to hit 100,000 subscribers by December 25th. Now, yes, obviously you can do all of the strategies. You can upload as many videos as you possibly can. You can collaborate, you can connect, you can film trending videos, you can do all the research, but at the end of the day, there are still other people that are involved in making that goal come true. And there's so many variables that you just have no control over whether or not that is going to be able to be achieved or not. So when it comes to your personal brand and the growth of your personal brand and putting your personal brand out there, my suggestion is that you make the majority of the goals that you're setting controlled goals. Now, I say the majority, I don't say all of them, because absolutely, you know, community growth, getting a book deal or something like that might be a goal that you do have. But at the end of the day, goals that involve you growing and developing are going to be the ones that at this stage are going to work out best for you. And most of those are going to be controlled goals. And I'll get more into that in a second so that makes a little bit more sense. Now, there is one little extra detail which does kind of take the edge off these variable goals. So let's go back to the example that we used before. So a variable goal, I want to reach 100,000 subscribers by December 25th. If you took the time cap off that goal, it makes it more controlled. So what I mean by that is if you say, I'm going to reach 100,000 subscribers on my channel, it's not 100% controlled, but if your goal, I'm going to reach 100,000 subscribers, you could keep going until that goal was achieved. You've taken slight amounts of that variability off by taking the time cap off. Because if you just did keep going on YouTube for the rest of your life, high chances are, at some stage you would reach 100,000 subscribers, unless YouTube shut down, unless you yourself, unfortunately, for some reason, couldn't make YouTube videos. But again, they're so unlikely that it makes the goal more controlled. So stepping back, when it comes to setting goals for your personal brand, what I suggest that you do is make most of the goals that you are setting controlled. And then you can have some variable goals, you know, big picture visions that you can work for in terms of your growth. But for you to move forward, for you to be able to create projects, for you to know what you need to do every single day to grow your brand, these controlled goals are going to be your goldmine. Now, as I said before, there are four areas that I do believe that you should be setting your goals in, and I'm going to go through each of those right now. So,
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The first area that I truly do believe that you should be setting goals in is learning. If you do remember something that I've spoken about extensively here on this podcast, if you truly want to have a game-changing personal brand, if you want to be the person who's invited to write books, to go on TED Talks, to be interviewed on podcasts, to be interviewed for Inc., Forbes, or any other publication relevant to your industry, you have to have mastered your craft. I am so sorry, but I don't care if I sound repetitive when I keep talking about this. But if you're going to be a game changer, you can't have surface level knowledge. You have to have your thing, your specialization, whatever that may be, and you have to know everything there is to know about it, enough so that you can answer questions that not even people who had a high level interest in that thing could answer. Only the experts could. Now, this is not to say that right at this moment in time, you have to be an expert. Just like Gary Vaynerchuk says, you could document the entire journey of you becoming an expert and still gain a lot of credibility, but you have to at least be on the path to getting there. Now, the way in which you're going to be able to do that is by setting yourself learning goals. Now, what this might look like for you is going to depend on the type of niche or specialization or area of interest that you have chosen. For many of us, this might be just learning things in the form of books, researching online, going to seminars, going to workshops. For some of us, it might be practicing. Maybe you've chosen a creative talent like painting or photography, or maybe you've chosen something like writing or music, and that's going to involve a lot of practice. Maybe you've chosen something like counseling couples, and that's going to involve a lot of practice. It's going to involve a lot of research, but it's also going to involve another practice. But you should be setting goals for yourself to grow your personal brand. And within that, you should be setting goals for your learning. Now, what some of my goals look like is I actually have specific courses that I've already purchased and that I have a goal of completing each of those courses by a certain date. I also have that I want to read 20 books on personal branding. I also pretty much have a goal that I want to learn at least one thing new every single day about personal branding. So you have to be setting goals to keep yourself on track when it comes to your learning. Look, I know life gets in the way when you're trying to learn all of these things, start a business, live your life. One thing that can fall by the wayside is your learning, because it's so easy just not to do. You get to a certain level of comfortability with your knowledge and you can cruise by. You know, your clients might be very novice and new beginners, and the knowledge that you've currently got at this stage is getting you by with those clients. But if you truly want to reach those heights, those game-changing heights, those interviewed by Oprah heights, you have to just keep climbing that knowledge ladder and keep accumulating absolutely everything there is to know about your craft. And get creative with your learning as well. I know this is going a bit off track here, but it's not just about the practice. It's not just about the information that comes with it. Get to know the history, get to know the origin, get to know where it came from, and so that you can further understand the trends of where it's going. Whatever your specialization is, you should be able to make predictions because you know so much about it. So the first type of goal that you should be setting, and again, these are controlled goals. It's up to you whether or not you read those 20 books. It's up to you whether or not you complete those courses. It's all controlled and it's all within your hands, and it's all going to help you to achieve expert status within your industry, sought after speaking status, amazing money, all the things that you dream of, all that freedom. This is one of the things that's going to help you get there. So the first type of goal you should set is learning. Now, the second type of goal that you should be setting, or types of goals, is what I call expansion goals. Now, this is going to be a lot to do with your mindset, but it's also going to be a lot to do with putting yourself out there and gaining traction for your personal brand. You should be setting goals to put yourself outside your comfort zone, grow your confidence, as well as grow your personal brand. Now, a really great example of this is one of my good friends, Helena, from The Guide to Growth. She told me that she set a goal that she was going to do one thing every single day that scared the absolute poop out of her. She was going to wake up every day. She was going to choose one thing that scared her, whether it was reaching out to a certain person to be interviewed on her podcast, whether it was reaching out for a new opportunity, whether it was going to a networking event, whether it was doing even something that just made her heart race, like, I don't know, jumping out of an airplane. I don't think that was one of the things she did, but she could set that as a goal because that's pretty freaking scary. But she was going to set a goal for every single day, something that put her outside her comfort zone, something that scared her. You know why? Because it would make her grow. From that goals, she has secured so many amazing opportunities, things that she would have just been too subconsciously scared of before, unless she was conscious to the fact that she was trying to scare herself and to make herself expand and grow. We all know the things that are going to push us exponentially into the direction of our goals and dreams. We know the things that are going to give us those quantum leaps from where we are now. We know the people that we need to be reaching out to, the publications we need to be pitching to. We're just too scared to do it. We know that we should be jumping on Facebook Live, starting that podcast, filming that YouTube video, hosting that workshop. It's all within us. If we got a little quiet and listened to our intuition, it's all there. But we're just too afraid every time we get those nudges, and we don't allow ourselves to expand. So one of the goals, one of the areas that you want to be setting your goals for, if you really do want to start growing this personal brand of yours and getting yourself out there and positioning yourself in the forefront of people's minds, is expansion. Set goals for things that push you outside your comfort zone. Set goals for things that make you grow. Set goals for things that do just make you poop a little bit in your pants. And start working towards achieving those goals. Something that I just like to mention here, obviously, is like, this goes without saying, but I feel like sometimes I just need to say it, is goals are nothing unless you actually take action to achieve them, right? So all of these amazing goals that you're going to be setting today, you need to put plans into actually being able to achieve them. And I have many videos on my YouTube channel about this. If you watch my most recent goal video, I go in depth into how you can actually take those goals and achieve them. And I will leave that in the show notes for you. But the second area is expansion. Now, what you might remember from the chat with Lavender, and if you haven't listened to that episode, I would definitely go back and listen to that as well. Why expansion goals are so great as well, because just like Eileen explained, the more you put yourself out there, the more those confidence chips grow. Just like in a game of poker, the more confidence chips that you have because of all these little risks and expansions that you've taken, the bigger risks you can take when you're playing a game of poker or any type of gambling. I'm not sure, I don't really gamble, but when you've got more chips in poker, you can take bigger risks. You're more confident to take bigger risks. And it's always the bigger risks that pay off the most. So start small with these expansion goals. It might just be doing a Facebook Live every single day for the next week. It might just be going to that one networking event that you know happens once a month, but you've been too afraid because none of your friends will go with you and you don't want to go alone. But then work your way up from there. It might be pitching to that person to come onto your podcast, or even better, to go onto theirs. Work your way up, grab those chips, start building them up, start setting those goals to expand and start achieving that growth. All right. So the next area in which you should be setting goals for your personal brand is your visibility. Now, I've spoken a lot about this, so I'm not going to go into as much detail, but visibility is really that median in which you are connecting with your community, putting yourself out there. It's up to you how often you put yourself out there, but I cannot express how much it is so beneficial to understand the fact that the more you put yourself out there, the faster that you will grow. I know at the end of the day, we all talk about patience. I harp on about patience like no tomorrow, but the one hack, the one trick that I know to growing yourself more and putting yourself out there and getting results faster is putting more in. Putting more in to put yourself out there more often. And to refer to another episode, which if you haven't listened to, you should, exactly like Sam spoke about, even having a full-time job, even, you know, working 16 hours a day, being a teacher, she still showed up and did Facebook lives all the time, was in her group every single day, was in other groups every single day. The more you put yourself out there, the faster you will grow. Please hear me when I say that. So visibility should be one of your goals. And that's how often you are putting yourself out there and interacting with people. You know, and you can get creative here in exactly how that's going to happen. It might be, you know, really creative, something like you might write an ebook, you might host an event. Those are also great visibility goals, like those kind of bigger projects that you can set for yourself. But have goals for yourself. I want to go live in my group 2 times a week. That's an amazing goal for visibility. I want to post in my Facebook group every single day, 2 of which are going to be sales posts. I'm going to post on Instagram every single day. I'm going to go 2 videos a week. I'm going to go 2 podcasts a week. I'm going to go a video every single day. Whatever your goal may be, the more the better, but set yourself a standard for how often you are showing up and do not let yourself fall below the bar. Please understand that everything on the internet is so fast moving. Everyone's feeds are just like bang, 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 bang. They're scrolling like, you know, flashing lights at a disco. Stuff goes so quickly. If you want to be seen, you got to be there so often to catch people's attention. And if you don't have standards set for yourself, if you don't have intentions and goals, it's way too easy to just say, oh, it doesn't matter that I didn't do that post this week. Oh, it doesn't matter that I didn't go live this week. It won't matter. It does matter. So set yourself goals for how often you're going to be getting out there, connecting with your audience, creating content, putting yourself out there and growing your community. Now, the last area that you can set goals in, well, the last area that I recommend anyway, there's obviously so many areas that you can set goals in to grow your personal brand, but the last one that I truly do recommend is growth. Now, this is most likely where your variable goals are going to come in when it comes to growing your personal brand. But I still recommend that you do have goals set and goals in place for the impact that you would like to have. For some people, they don't want this global fame. They don't want to be reaching millions of people. They don't want millions of subscribers. They want to have maybe a little bit more of a local image, and that's absolutely fine too. But at least when you're setting goals to understand exactly what your impact looks like, then the types of projects that you are doing in your business, the types of things that you are doing, the types of people that you're trying to connect with, the type of networking that you're doing, the type of publicity that you're doing, the type of influence that you're trying to have, at least you're going to know what scale all of that needs to be on. So set goals for how big you truly want to grow your personal brand. Set goals for what it looks like. My friend Natasha, who again, oh my God, I've just mentioned all of the episodes on here. I love how I'm just pitching myself, but hey, that's what this is all about. But Natasha, who was on the very first interview of this, on one of her YouTube videos, she spoke about the fact that she had a very specific goal of wanting to help 1 million women with their businesses and their brands. 1 million women. That's awesome. Not 1 million and one, not 2 million. That was a very specific goal. I'm sure she's going to help way more than that in her lifetime, but it's amazing to have that very specific goal because at least she knows the level of impact that she is working towards. She knows that in order for her to be able to reach millions of people, she has to get herself in a position where millions of people are. Whereas someone who's like, I don't want to be reaching that many people. I want to help 1,000 couples this year. I want to help 10 people this year. It doesn't matter what the impact is. That's up to you. That's up to you and your business and your brand and what you want to do. But at least if you know, then you can work back from there. So set goals for growth. As I said, these are the things that are going to be a lot more variable because there are other people involved in that. But if you take that time cap off, if you're not saying, I want to help 1 million people with their brand in 2018, if you're just saying, I want to help 1 million people, you could be 90 out there still trying to help people reach that goal of 1 million people. It doesn't matter. You can do that. If you take that time cap off, you're giving yourself so much more control over whether or not that would happen because all you've got to say to yourself is, I'm not giving up until it does. So set yourself goals for how big the impact of your brand is going to have. Know exactly where you're going so you can know what to do today, tomorrow, next week, and next year in order to get there. So just to summarize then what we have spoken about here today, I hope you very confidently now know the difference between setting controlled and variable goals and know that controlled are going to be the ones that are better for you because you can definitely achieve them. It's all up to you. They're the ones that create those standards for you, those standards that you need to live up to really step up and grow. But variable goals are great to have as well because they paint out that vision, that big picture vision that you're working towards. The variable goals are the ones that really crystallize exactly where you're going so you can start working back in order to get there with the controlled goals. So the first area that you need to be focusing on is learning. How are you going to master your craft? What do you need to be doing specifically to accumulate the knowledge that you need to be an expert, an industry leader, a game changer, and have the impact that you desire to have? Expansion goals. How are you going to grow? How are you going to put yourself outside your comfort zone? How are you going to get in front of more people? How are you going to grow your confidence so that you can take bigger risks that will pay off for you in the long run? Visibility, how are you going to put yourself out there? How are you going to reach more people consistently? How are you going to get your stuff in front of more eyeballs? And then finally, growth. What is the level of impact that you desire to have? If you don't know this, that should be the first thing that you're setting. Work backwards from the list that I've told you today. So that is it for me. I really, really hope that this was helpful. If you do set some goals, I would love to hear what they are. So please do feel free to reach out to me in Instagram DMs or Facebook DMs or post them in the group, the May Collective group on Facebook, because I would love to hear what it is that you are working towards in order to grow your personal brand. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this Shiraz, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. So that is it, my dear friend, for today's episode. I really, really hope that it was valuable to you. I really hope that you got some information that you can take away to really start growing a profitable and memorable personal brand and just show up for life being unapologetically yourself. I would be super, super grateful if you could take just a couple of moments of your time to leave me a review on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. I really appreciate you listening today. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.